This episode of Guns Blazing is brought to you by the people at 3Chi. 3Chi is the industry leader in Delta-8 THC products. Delta-8 is a federally legal version of THC and is a more functional alternative to marijuana. It gives you an amazing buzz and a great body feel, but with a clearer head and less anxiety and paranoia. So go to 3Chi.com to shop for Delta-8 edibles like cookies and gummies, or to shop for vapes, tinctures, gummies, and oils that can be used to make your own homemade edibles. Use code GUNS21, G-U-N-S, the numbers 21, at checkout to receive 5% off your order. That's code GUNS21 at checkout to receive 5% off your order. Must be 21 to purchase.
Some years ago, a crack commando comedy unit were given jobs above their pay grade. These men promptly were put on leave and escaped to an underground podcast stockade in an unknown location. Today, still unwanted by big media, they survive as comics of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, you can listen to Guns Blazing.
Benjamin Martin, hands down, best knife fighter in the business.
Benjamin Martin over John Wick?
Over John Wick.
Over John Wick. Do you not remember the scene with the mirrors and then they were in like that weapons room?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Steven Seagal looked like a newborn child.
Yeah. Oh, for Steven Seagal. He dies against any of the people. I put a poll on Twitter. Who wins in a knife fight? John Rambo, Casey Ryback, which is Steven Seagal from the movie where he was the chef
under siege.
Yes. And then Benjamin Martin, which of course is Mel Gibson from The Patriot. And John Wick.
John Wick.
I think John Wick got a lot of recency bias because he won by landslide. I think Benjamin Martin might have come in last. But listen, Benjamin Martin took out an entire British column without firing a shot.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a knife and a tomahawk and just went through and just started butchering people. He was old school. Back in the day
Real old school.
Everybody, you know, was fighting with guns back then.
Yeah.
I mean, he went old school Native American. He learned from the best.
Yeah.
Hand-to-hand combat with sharp objects, tomahawk, knife.
You know, that we're talking about an era of fighting with weaponry that for the first time ever became a calculated projectile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now throwing the axes while you're running at fools, throwing the knife, going back, you know, grabbing it out of the stomach, wiping it off on your chest, putting it back in your holster, keeping it moving. You know, that was kind of a newer thing also.
Dude was kicking people's asses with the American flag. At one point, he is like, it's weapon of opportunity with him because he came from a time back when we didn't have machine guns or hand grenades and bazookas and RPGs. You know what? Just pick up what you can get a hold of to start killing people.
Just start letting people have it, whatever's around you, bro. And let me tell you what, if it happens to be a flag there and it's your life in your hands, you know what the country wants you to do? Mm-hmm. They want you to take that flag and utilize it to your ability because you're fighting for freedom, which the flag represents.
Mm-hmm. That's
Hello?
All they want. All
Hello?
They want. The flag can be a weapon. Your Not shoe can be freedom. A weapon. Anything that Benjamin Martin can get his hands on can become a weapon. That's why he was my personal choice.
One of my favorite shoe weapons is the one where the little knife does pop out in it, you know, from the tip. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, obviously you think knife, you think boot. You obviously are going right to Roadhouse, right, left boot, okay? But we're talking next level. We're talking where the knife pops out, like when you do a little thing with your foot or whatever, like a touchdown on your second to big toe, which I have more the most control with. Mm-hmm. I could probably push buttons with the most with my second to my big toe.
I hone the edge in all my credit cards. I've honed them down. Like to a razor sharp edge.
Yeah.
Just on one side. The side that goes down in my wallet.
Yeah.
So I don't grab it by the sharp edge.
The sharp, obviously. Yeah.
But it's, you know, in case I ever get, say I'm getting mugged, whatever, and they're like, hey, give me all your credit cards.
And you're like, and like how okay, about
here? Just start with my Citibank and then, and I can throw it, slice the carotid,
Yep, karate.
And let the dude just bleed out.
And then I'll you can go, like, oh, you don't like that one? Well, how about this one? It's zero APR for 24 months. And you hit him with that.
Stick it right in his cheekbone.
Oh, yeah. Hey, don't make me bust out the metal cards, my friend. Those are the plastic ones.
Come on.
Don't make me drop the card that makes a scene when I drop it in stores or restaurants, okay?
Plus, like, my credit cards aren't good for anything else. They're all maxed out. I might as well make them weapons.
But that makes them heavier. That makes them more loaded up, ready to kill.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if you're a guy in the streets that does, you know, he's a stick-up kid of some sort, just steer clear, old Tom McComas.
Yeah. Don't come at me, bro.
Come on, man. It should be in the handbook for stick-up kids. There should be a handbook. Page one, basics. Page two, go back to page one and look at the top. It says, don't fuck with Todd McComas.
I might start wearing cowboy boots so I can do the pointed edge thing at the toe of the boot, like you said. Or, you know what, just isn't it good enough sometimes just to wear steel-toed boots? I mean, you're going to crush somebody's shin.
Yeah, and guess what? Oh, you wanted to run over my feet because you thought you were going to scare me? Guess what? Steel toe. No thanks. Take your weak-ass little attempts at hurting me and go fucking put them in an old McDonald's bag with a half-eaten cheeseburger.
I planned a nice roundhouse kick on the cheekbone.
Boom.
Good luck with eating soup for the next year.
I wonder if there's any dudes out there that did fight a lot and they did end up some sort of like carving out a hole in their boot and then putting like little spikes in there, almost like a dangerous cleat, if you will. Just in case he had to give somebody the old 1-2 drop kick to the chest. You know what I mean? Or really dig in.
I like that.
I wish I could see weapons people made on their own. They never really shown people. But they're like, but we could just showcase these unbelievable weapons that people have on their person regularly for self-protection.
Can we just start a whole fucking YouTube channel for that, basically?
Yeah.
Maybe a whole channel. TikTok series. Just freaking people just making their own homemade weapons and incorporating it into their everyday attire.
Anyway, that makes me think, what if somebody does come out of the closet, but technically it's only emotion and it's not long term, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they decide that they're no longer a homosexual in any manner, is that considered going back in if they just go back to opposite sex?
I don't know. I don't think we're supposed to use the word homosexual anymore, but gay for sure. Yes.
Mark that.
I don't think it's super offensive. I think it's just people in the gay community now or in the queer community would be like, it's a little outdated.
Okay, I'm an idiot, bro. 628, bro.
But that's what we grew up with. Like, that was actually the more proper term for the longest time, right? I mean, but now, like, the queer community is so much more inclusive because they're like, it's not just about being gay. It's not just about being a man or a woman. Everybody who's into something different it's all inclusive. We're all members of the queer community. And I didn't even know we could use the word queer anymore, but I've now since been educated. It's back and it's the preferred term within the community. Yes.
Wait, now that's back to being okay.
Yeah. It's like, if you talk to someone who's way more like, in tune with that world than we are or that we were growing up, they use that word a lot. And then when I was, you know,
it was very derogatory.
Yeah. It ties into this documentary I'm working on. Right. And these are people from LA, they're younger people and they keep using it. One is a gay man and he's using it. And I'm like, okay, is this kind of like, you know, your own word? Like I shouldn't use that word, right? I just asked it. I'm like, I just want to know because I keep saying gay community, you keep saying queer community, but and then they're like, no, you can use it. And then they explained it. It's like, actually, it's just like everyone in the LGBTQ+ community, if you wrap everybody into one, like the way you say that is the queer community. And I'm like, okay, it's back. It's back.
And it's nice now.
Yes.
It's nice now because
it's always changing.
Like, and it was like in my generation of people, like for years I played a game that I had no idea what it even meant, but we just played it. Like I had no, it's just what it was called. It was called, you know, everybody, one guy kicks it, they kick it to one guy and he has the ball. And then
everybody's Everybody job else, is to destroy that person.
Yes, it's there's no offensive line. It's just you, an open field of would-be tacklers.
Yes,
and I don't even want to say it, even though I'm supposed to. But see, it doesn't see that's still.
I don't think that's
word.
The proper usage of that word yeah. anymore. But I don't yeah, think so. But that's where we're stuck in our head. Is like, okay, no, that means bad. Like that's a negative connotation.
Yeah,
and they're like, no, not anymore. Okay, all I'm saying is like what we need is some influencer, somebody just to keep us constantly educated on the changes.
Yeah.
Acronyms, pronouns.
I'm behind in all the changes. All these I don't things. Know anything that's going I'm, on. I just don't use anything. I don't see any of the words. And that's why I thought hetero and homo, I thought that was like the
they're
the,
out.
The term.
They're out.
It's wild.
I don't even know if we're allowed to use heterosexual anymore, to be honest.
Yeah, what are we?
I don't know.
That's the fairness. Like, I don't know.
I don't know what we are.
Like, if you looked in my, if you open up the settings on Sean Latham, like if you could open, if I had a screen on my chest, you went to settings.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had the software update, it will definitely be a red bubble there because it would definitely not update a software. My shit's out of date. Yeah.
Okay.
You'd have to update my software and then I would get it.
I gotta check. I wish I could automatically update. I wish I could set myself to automatically update and it just would happen in my brain on its own. But I'm gonna have to start, I guess, reaching out to people and be like, hey, this is my monthly update. I'm just checking in with everybody who's different than me. I need to know what.
Yeah. I think they're coming though.
Like.
I think they're coming. And you know what else? So I've seen them working on the little thing where they have it in your head and it connects to like. You could talk, you know, it can get information to your brain and back through like connecting to something in your skull, like in your brain, some certain thing it connects to some. And then that way you can talk with it and you become kind of like the iPhone in your head.
Oh,
now imagine when those start to work with the smart contacts.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's on because now you can hear it talking and, you know, you could hear it obviously in your own brain, like when you hear yourself talk.
What's going to happen when there's some kind of implant that connects to our brain somehow, and then we are all knowing? We know everything. Like, there's no more like, let me look that up. When that information is instantly retrievable because you're connected to some kind of AI device
to
your brain, what's going to happen then? Is the world going to be boring or what? Because we're all going to be equally knowledgeable, and we don't need that. Like, I like to listen to Joe Rogan because he's so well read and knowledgeable on so many podcasters. Those people that have that kind of brain, like with Pat McAfee, when he hears something once, he knows it forever and he can recall it instant. Like, I enjoy listening to those kind of people. But what if we all become those kind of people?
Yeah,
it's going to take away how special that is.
Then you know who's everybody's going to listen to the podcast with just dummies, and that's when we come in. There's a new Joe Rogan in town.
Dude, there's these two guys doing this podcast that don't know anything. They're like, what? How do they not know anything? I don't know. They didn't get the implant.
They're fucking dumb, dude. They're so dumb. It's awesome. You guys gotta listen.
Finally, we'll have our niche. I can't wait.
We're gonna need everybody to go ahead and get those implants real quick.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make a move next year. We'll be right back after this commercial message.
Are you guys tired of wearing underwear? I know I am. Sean, how outdated? It's like we're talking about terms and acronyms and stuff getting outdated over time. How outdated is just wearing underwear that isn't built into your shorts or pants anymore?
I'm going to be honest. I mean, what are we talking about here? I bet you're the same people who probably use a phone at a public phone booth. We got to close the door behind you when you get in it.
You know what I mean? Yes.
That's what we're not. Listen, when I think underwear these days, I'm thinking insanely comfortable. I'm thinking like angel wings beating on my balls level action, Todd.
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
That's a great feeling.
That's a nice, that little flutter. You know what I mean? Just the angel wing flutter.
That's the one thing I was looking forward to dying, was knowing that I could get in heaven and get angel wings just fluttering up against the bottom of my balls. You know what I mean? Like whenever I want it, because there's angels everywhere. Now I can get that here on earth by wearing a set of bird dogs.
They're perfect for doing literally anything. Talking beach, brunch, golf, pool, working out, cornhole.
The best part is, I don't know how many of you are Lululemon fans or not, but they literally stole Lululemon's designer, and now they're just doing it better. Bird Dog shorts, pants, joggers, they have built-in underwear, and they're the most comfortable shorts, pants, or joggers that you'll ever wear.
I mean, just going ahead and stealing off their people and bringing them over? Come on, guy. Because how cool this ad is, I mean, alone, you have to understand, like, these people, too, they're not going to be level of edge here if they don't have a product worth going to the edge for, folks.
Like, all these companies send ad reads or whatever, and there's a script sometimes to follow, whatever.
Yeah,
Bird Dogs literally sent us, there's two words on there, talk shit. That's all it says, talk shit.
That's it. I want our people to get the hookup with these guys because we love this company, birddogs.com. If you guys go there right now, use promo code GUNSBLAZING. They're going to throw in, are you ready for this? They're throwing in a free Bird Dogs whistle tip football.
Man, I love a good whistle tip football,
Todd, go deep.
I'm going deep.
Real deep,
hit
bro.
Me!
Hit Open! This kid. Boom. Fucking Todd with the snag.
Perfect over
bro.
The shoulder. I one-handed that shit, from, too.
From New Jersey all the way to Indiana, we just threw that. I'm telling you right now, you're getting the hookup, okay? And also, you're getting the football, guys. I mean,
the Nerf Vortex Howler football that whistles when you throw it. You get it free, and you don't have to wear underwear separately anymore. This is finally the perfect world. We've entered the perfect world. It took a pandemic to get us here, but now we're breaking into what I consider the perfect version of the planet Earth.
And also, we also want to send a huge shout out to Lululemon's main designer for coming over. You know what I mean? There's a guy that recognizes a true business opportunity when he sees a company that has this level of product.
Shout out to that guy or that girl. I don't know which gender they were, but they were the best in the business. And now they're working for the best in the business. BirdDogs.com, promo code GUNSBLAZING, and boom, a free Bird Dogs whistle tip football with your pair of Bird Dogs. You will not take these things off your body. We promise you.
Man,
it's changed everything. I was so tired of putting on so many layers of put these underwear on.
They used to call you the layer king, bro.
And like, when I have sex, I got to take the shorts off or the joggers or the pants that I'm wearing, then the underwear. And need to get off quick. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to stay erect. I've drank a lot.
I need to just find one piece of clothing and jam out, not two, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Now,
hey, I'm pumped up for Virginia Beach, December 2nd, Virginia Beach, Funny Bone.
Hit it up.
I'm going to be going to Atlantic. I'm going to play in the tournament, Todd.
You're going big time.
I'm going to go play in this Open, and there's a strong chance I make it to television broadcast.
Boom.
Probably not, but listen, I did win two. I won two games in an advanced tournament this past weekend in an ACL Northeast Regional. I took, I think, like 18th place or something, but still, it's the advanced guys. There's 40 guys in there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that, bro. I went 2-0. I came out the gate hot.
You can make the telecast. Don't doubt yourself. You can make the telecast.
Hey, just like the ACL website says, bro, anybody could play, anybody could win, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to be Ryan Reynolds or Trey Birchfield, but anybody else too.
You know what? I think it's Sean Lathan's time. 2023 is the year of Sean Lathan.
Shock the world.
2022 kid. Creeping up. People are going to start taking notice.
Yep.
After that, it's over. It's going to be almost like the Patriots for so many years. The Yankees. There's the Patriots dynasty, the Yankees dynasty.
Yes.
And then the Sean Lathan dynasty.
I'm going to shock the pro sports world.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lady did come up to me. I heard her husband play, and she said, "Are you Sean, right?" And I was like, "I played this tournament a couple weekends ago." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Yeah." She goes, "I heard about you. You've been getting really people saying how good you're getting so fast." And I was like, "I'll take that, lady.
Ooh, thank you,
I will
lady.
Take that, lady.
Also,
thank you.
I'm not single. Get off of it. Get off."
She was definitely just admiring my skill set. As far
That's
as
good, it's nice to be admired for what you do for once, other than the way you look. You're not a piece of meat.
Yeah. I am. I know it's nice to see that my skill set's being recognized on such a more of a global platform.
Yes. How about these mitts I got? Have you noticed people been talking about them?
Your mitts? They're kind of small, but they're thick.
They're fucking like, it's almost like a cartoon, like when you blow into the thumb and the.
It looks like you were the guy that might have been the hand model for the Hamburger Helper.
Yeah, right. It's like the giant.
You can
cartoon
fit that glove on, bro. The Hamburger Helper glove. You could wear that.
I wonder if I should get into boxing. What if I get into boxing and I got these extra fat mitts? Uh-huh. Like probably, I'm probably gonna be breaking fucking jaws. I don't know.
I think so too.
I got to be able to hit the person though first.
Yeah, that's a, now. That's I also think that maybe that's just because you have too much salt in your diet. I'm not sure that those are meant. They're not exactly to George.
Yeah, I don't know if the bone structure supports the meaty mass around.
Yeah, it. You know, but you've always been a colder guy. You know, you stay cold. You know what I mean? It's a cold world. Dress warm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's what your body does naturally. Like if I could quote your body, if someone said, "What would Todd's body say?" I say, "Todd's body, if he could say anything, would say, it's a cold world, motherfucker. Dress warm." You know what I mean? And that's how your body, that's what your body lives by. It's like a credence.
I have two weird features. I have extra fat hands, like fucking put on latex gloves. Forget it. I shred them. There's no right size for me.
No.
My hands are too fat.
That's what you were going to be a nurse, but that's what happened. That's what made you end up leaving the field.
Couldn't do it. That and then my ears are totally like pinned flat against my head. So yeah, you like can't even tell like I have
Doberman.
Ears.
Like a yeah, Doberman.
When I face forward, I don't even look like I have ears. And it's made sense to me now. I went to the doctor and I'm like, I was experiencing hearing loss. I thought, well, it's just that because my ears are so flat against my head, I don't get the sound waves. They hit my face and they go right around. There's no flap like everybody else's ears kind of come forward a little bit and they trap some of the sound waves in there. So I always have to turn sideways.
You got to get a better angle on the sound.
Yeah, or like if I'm in a room, I can hear, but not as well as you can because I have to catch the sound waves bouncing off the walls.
Well, don't you? Is that why you stand in corners a lot of times?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that way I can get stereo.
Stand in corners at parties so you can bounce off the walls and into your ears. You know, obviously it's going to come that direction. It's going to bink, bink, you know.
Come talk to me over here in the corner.
Yeah, you know, you could just pick up the signal, the whole room. It's kind of like in D.C. when you go to the Capitol, or I forget if it was the Capitol, but then you could talk in that one space. There's that one room where you talk, and then you can hear somehow because of acoustics. You just talk normal talk, and then like 150 feet away, you can hear yourself extremely clear, like you're next to each other because of the acoustics of the room.
Really?
Yeah, that's what you do. But
it's like talking on a lake, like a still lake.
Yeah.
At night.
Like yeah.
You can hear somebody on the other side of the lake.
Yeah, you hear that ding.
Talking
that
in normal tone.
Ding, 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 ding. It's like almost like a ding when you hit the ice with a rock.
Mm-hmm.
That type of ice where that's when the sound can fly far away.
All right, I can, like, I can hear you. I mean, I could hear you even if I can't see you sometimes on a lake. Because the sound travels over still water like that. And then if you guys remember, that's what happened in Ozark. When the son got really upset because they were talking about the fact he was leaving dead animals out in front of the house for the vultures to eat. And they thought maybe he was going to be a serial killer. He had some kind of mental illness because the mom's brother has mental illness, as we all know. And the daughter overheard this conversation. They went out on a boat in the middle of the lake thinking, well, it'll be quiet out here. We can talk about our son maybe being a serial killer. And the sound clear as day.
Clear as day.
The daughter hears it standing on the balcony of the house.
Just swooped right in. They might as well just, why even get on the boat? Just go in there and tell her.
Share secrets on a lake. I mean, that's what we're saying.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, I'm pretty pumped for the new Ozarks to come out.
It's coming, right?
I'm already trying to prep myself for the stress levels that I'm going to be able to not almost take.
Such a stressful show.
The suspense, the stress and the suspense. I think the most stressfully suspenseful moment of my television career was when I felt like they were going to catch Walter White in that last episode.
Mm-hmm.
When he was under the house and he starts going, oh man, bro. I was like, it's finally over, bro. And he ends
it's all done.
Fucking skedaddled still.
Mm-hmm.
How about he had that whole storage unit full of cash and just kept going? Like, come on, guy.
Just want a room full of cash, like in the movie Blow.
Yeah.
They had that whole bed. Oh, excuse me. It is fucking just kind of vomited into my mouth real quick. But
oh, nice by you.
That's what happens when I think about rooms full of money. Like a whole bedroom just piled to the fucking ceiling with cash.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
You know what I should do? I should look at money like baseball cards.
Just start collecting.
And just start collecting cash instead. Maybe I'll do it. Look at it that way. If I do it that way, then maybe I'll save more money.
Yeah, because you don't go trying to, you know, spend your baseball cards.
No, you don't want to spend them. Occasionally, you'll let one go.
I might trade it.
You know, maybe let go one here and there. Mm-hmm. But overall, I mean, no. Okay? I want to keep my cards on my collection.
That shit.
This is my toy train. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I need a way to get a bedroom full of cash that isn't illegal. That's what I haven't figured out yet.
Yeah, to get it. Well, all I know is that from the movie Blow, this is a fact, that 3 million weighs 60 pounds and 2.5 weighs 55 pounds.
Really?
Or 50. 2.5
million weighs 55 pounds only?
If it's 3, if it's 60 pounds, it's 3 million.
Mm.
So 3 million bucks, I guess, whether it had it in 20s or 100s.
Or ones.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it'd be a little
That's
more.
That's going to change that. It.
That's going to flip the script a little, I think, if you get the ones. But I think in hundreds, it was 60 pounds. And I mean, you know what? When I'm done with the podcast, I'll go weigh my money and see if that's accurate or not.
Yeah.
I mean, I only have 5 million in cash. I'm going to have to separate some to get to the 3 million.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, just so I can just fact check him. I don't know why I never fact checked that when I have all these boxes of cash laying around over here.
I don't know either. Are strip clubs still around, by the way?
Dude, some of the money rotted. I had to fucking throw some of it away. It rotted.
Yeah, it's got too old.
Yeah, I got too old, bro.
Are strip clubs still around or did the pandemic kill them all?
I don't know. I think they're doing it all on Zoom now.
Yeah, just all virtual shows?
Yeah, it's just virtual shows now.
Because you probably, I mean, you can't
But they do have little things where you could buy them, and it's like a webcam,
mm-hmm.
but on top it has a glitter shooter on it.
Ah.
So that, like, it's kind of like, you know when you go to the bathroom in public restrooms and sometimes it has a little spritz of just smell coming up from top, the nice little thing that just shoots out the little spritz of citrus smell?
Mm-hmm.
That's how this works. So virtually on the Zoom strip, on the strip show, on the camera, every once in a while, this little poof of glitter.
Do they have a spit shield? Do they put the plexiglass around the stage now? That way, no saliva can be expended or received.
I think you have to be vaccinated to be a stripper now.
I assume.
100% vaccine, kid.
Can they hold it against you, though, if you subscribe to a different immunotherapy?
You know, that's a good point. I haven't dug that deep, but I will say I did see a place opening up in Tampa called Vaxxed and Waxed. So that just know that you're going to a really safe and clean environment.
Yeah. I like it. I just wondered because, you know, strip club, obvious choice, top five choice for laundering your money. So yeah. If there's no strip clubs anymore, is it going to be harder for organized crime people to launder their money?
Also, when they get hired, is it full on, like if you get a job anywhere else, you got to do all the paperwork, W-9s and all that?
I assume. Unless it's only tip only.
Do you think anybody's ever had a strip club and it never even opened and they just pretend, they just fake all the paperwork of the whole staff of people and drinks being sold?
Maybe. They just a total front.
Yeah,
it's just not one even person open. Sitting in a little office that they rented in the back of some laundromat.
Yeah, and he just makes up W-2s every, like, he's got like 30 girls working there, but it's just paper. And he's got like guys, you know, bartenders, and he's got the door staff and the drinks ordering through.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, and you know what you could do? You could just, I mean, if you know somebody else who owns a bar similar, you just could copy and paste their sales.
I would use the actual laundromat to launder my money. Just I mean, for that the irony.
People got to be doing that, right? It's they got to be laundering money in a laundromat.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? And what if you put it like, you know, the money spot, you know, and then it's a laundry place called the money spot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Money laundry. Like this laundry's money. Like you could name your company cash, all cash and go launder, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Laundry.
I would, and I don't know if this is accurate or not, but according to Jason Bateman,
yes,
like if you,
he's a real accountant.
I think he raises a good point. If you had $5 million of illegal proceeds, $5 million cash, what would you do with it? Right. You can't go out. Would you buy a yacht? You can't buy anything big because then the government's gonna be like, where'd you get that money? So you take that $5 million and you got to clean it somehow. Now, are you just going to try to do that yourself? or are you going to go looking for someone like us? Like if we right now, if we became the laundering money, like podcast choice.
Yes. Like the people. Podcast that those who enjoy laundering money go to for information.
Yes.
And tips.
If you would like to be an illegal investor of this podcast, that's what I'm saying. It's like a lot of this is smoke and mirrors on paper type stuff. We can say we bought microphones and all this stuff, and we can inflate the pricing within that. We can say we're using RE320s and we're really using Shure 48s. I mean, whatever needs to be done. But if you bring that money here, we will only take 25%.
Just for, you know, just for services rendered, it's not a big deal. We're not trying to gouge the market here.
Right. Now, I'm not saying that I approve or that we approve of your criminal activity that caused these financial gains. What we are saying is we are against dirty money hitting the street.
Yeah, clean it up a little bit. And maybe clean it up in our podcast.
We're about clean energy and we're about clean money.
Yeah. We're about clean, positive energy. We're about clean, positive cash.
We hate clean comedy. We hate clean comedy. We're very much against clean comedy, but we're for clean energy and clean money. You need money cleaned.
You want money dirty. You know what I mean? Here.
We can build an invisible fucking structure here.
There is a truck place over here that rents trailers and stuff. And then on the sign, it says, dump bodies here.
Really?
Dump bodies here. But there's no comma, right? So it just says dump body. It's a dump body truck. You know, you could the dump body. But I was driving by it one day and I was like, is this like one of those things where they say sometimes it's right in plain sight?
Right. Is this or is it a sting? Is there like a hidden camera? The police are just set up like the dummies when they're like, hey, come turn in your meth and your guns, and then they're secretly filming you the whole time so they know who's got all the meth and who's got all the guns.
And it says dump bodies here. But it's in this like perfect little spot where you would, it's like it's the easiest shit to overlook in history. And I've been driving by it for a year and I barely noticed it halfway through maybe.
Mm. Well, at least it's posted as a body dumping zone.
Yeah.
You don't want to get caught like murdering someone and then dumping the body and doing it someplace where it's against zoning.
You know, it's like the cops are like, look, man, we might be able to drop this murder charge, but there's nothing we can do about this illegal dump here.
I mean, it was clearly posted, no dumping of bodies here, and you did it.
We have a sign, man. It says no dumping bodies.
And you pulled a U-turn in the middle of the street to even come that direction to dump the body on that side of the street. So now, double whammy.
You know, who woke up today and forgot to think? I think it's you. That's who.
I hope the strip clubs aren't gone for those that enjoy them. I haven't been to one in a very long time, so really, I don't care personally. But
if I had a ton of cash, though, you know what I'd do? If I was like a kabillionaire, if I was like Elon Musk, I would get me and about 8 of my buddies. I'd get us all like legit ass stormtrooper suits. And then I'd get the Darth Vader suit, bro. We'd go there like that. Like, you want us to wear masks? Fine. Here's a full face mask.
I have a full body mask on.
I have basically an absolute. This is literally, this thing flies. So we are here and we are safe. We are unvaccinated, but we're working off our own energy, our own oxygen supply. I would like the. It says free lunch at happy hour. All right, that's enough. You ever ate lunch at the, you ever had lunch at a strip club?
Yeah, there was a period of my life where I was, you know, I made designed race cars and built and made signs. And then our whole crew, it was in the west side of Indianapolis, which an incredible, a per capita must have the most, other than Vegas, must have the most at that time strip clubs in one area.
Really?
And none of them good. They're like the worst strip clubs you could ever possibly hope to never go into. And there was one like every two blocks. But on the west side, those shitty strip clubs, great tenderloins.
Oh, great
tenderloins. So we would go in there, tenderloin sandwich, and just, you know, watch a show for about 35, 40 minutes, drink a few beers, go back to work. Every day.
We're smashing tenderloins, bro.
We're in our early 20s, just living the dream, making good money, you know? We're kind of in the race industry and getting to have lunch at strip clubs every day. Our boss didn't care if we drank all day. He kept beer on tap for us in the shop. We were all smashed by the time we went home every day.
That is awesome, bro. What a good gig. Shout out to your boss for that.
Lance Gibbs.
Yeah, dude. I had a boss. I think I've said it before, but me and my buddy, Billy, my roommate, Billy, we were bar backs at this really popular bar that I talk about every other episode, Dos Gringos. Mm-hmm. And we did a bunch of extra work, and my owner said, all right, you guys keep do this also, this and also, I'll give you guys one bottle of everything.
Ooh.
So we took a whole bottle and we had a ton of stuff. And he even gave us extra because some of the shit that just stays in a bar that they give you for free. If you order five cases of their vodka, then you get one case of this bullshit free, and then no one ever drinks the bullshit. It just takes up space. It's your bar in their storage unit instead of their warehouse.
Nice.
We take home all that crap. I mean, we had a nice little situation unfolding there at the crib, bro. Kid has some major ADD. He couldn't go to work if he didn't have his medicine. No, he would be like completely tripped out. Yeah, I never really got it. He'd just be like, I can't, bro. I don't have my medicine. Oh, I can't go. Can you please take on my shift? And I'd be end up fucking around going to work because fucking guy. Yeah, he couldn't fucking go to work without his meds.
That's wild. I never seen anybody like literally that couldn't function without it, like to that level.
Me neither. But that kid was him.
Wow. I tell you what, man, this is coming up on my favorite time of year. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. Christmas, my second favorite holiday. They're almost back to back. They're like 1 month apart, as you know. And I'm really stoked about it. I'm getting ready. I got my balls all clean. I'm gonna try to make sure that all my friends and family that I usually get gifts for have clean balls for the Christmas season as well.
It's
upon us. And you know what? Let the holidays come a little early for you. They are at Manscaped, the leading men's hygiene brand, just launched new products, including their all-new ultra premium body wash and a 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. They're not just in the clean ball game or the smooth ball game. They're into you feeling fresh and smelling fresh.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Todd, okay, I want everybody, before we even give them a few of these unbelievable examples of why this product is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure you guys know that at manscaped.com, when you use Guns Blazing, you're getting 20% off and free shipping, no matter what.
Just know that up front.
You know what I mean? And I got to say, you can't be going into the holidays with untrimmed pubes, man. That's a thing of the past, okay? And it's possible you can have Santa's beard, but we don't want you to have Santa's beard in your pants, guys.
Okay? No. No, come on. You know what? This is, we're almost 2022 now, all right? If you have hair on your balls,
come on, guy.
Then you're probably still using acronyms and terms that you shouldn't use anymore.
Yeah.
Step into the present. Contemporize yourself. Jingle balls to the walls, fellas. Listen up. Untrimmed pubes are a thing of the past, and it's possible, it's very possible that you can fix it right now. We can take you, the outdated you, and make you a whole new person.
It's time to leave your significant other some cookies and milk at the bottom of your chimney, gentlemen. Okay, and I'm talking about the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Mm. Hello. Hello, problem solver. Okay.
Listen, everybody's probably heard this bit of mine, but it's very true. Days of having to have two like separate razors to keep your shit clean is right. Where you used to have your face razor. And then you would have to also use what you would call your son's face razor for your balls. That is a thing of the past. Now you just use the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and everything that comes with it to make your life just a smoother, more enjoyable experience for everyone who's going to see you naked or rub up against you without clothes on.
I mean, the fact, Todd, that it's waterproof, I mean, come on. You are eliminating steps for people. This company is making, something that you don't have to do. You don't have to put down towels and things like that, or try to, listen, just get in the shower. You know, you have the product. It's right here. It's called the Performance Package 4.0, guys.
Which includes the Crop Preserver and the Crop Reviver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, moisturizer, and toner. All come with this. It's time to keep your North Pole feeling and smelling fresh. This hygiene bundle will also come with a pair of Manscaped anti-chafing boxers that'll keep your junk feeling fresh all day. The perfect package for your perfect package.
That's just come up city, bro. You know what I mean? That is absolute come up city. Mm-hmm. And to me, if you ask me, if you say, hey, Sean, I got a question for you. And you go, is Manscaped going beyond the groin with their new ultra premium body wash? And I'm like, yeah, they are. And guess what? It's also infused with an aloe vera and sea salt to keep your skin feeling clean, nice and moisturized.
Who wants to not be moisturized for Christmas?
Who wants to lack moisture during the holidays, man? It's cold out. You're already going to be cracking up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You're going to be chapped. Don't let it happen to you. Tis the season to load up on Manscaped products. So get yourself, your dad, your brother, and your friends the best gift of all this Christmas season, the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. You get 20% off plus free shipping with code GUNSBLAZING at manscaped.com. I don't know why I'm using that voice. This just in. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code GUNSBLAZING at manscaped.com.
That's another hookup, man. Mm. Listen, we're literally taking care of our people. Not only are we making sure their nuts are nice and polished off and feeling fresh and clean, we're also giving them the pair of pants that they need, the shorts. We got, you know what I mean? We got the bird dogs on top of a just properly taken care of undercarriage situation, sitting in the most perfectly undercarriaged type of pant and short. I mean, come on, guys.
Nobody wants to mess with your pubes.
Yeah.
All right? Impressed by pubes in her face.
No one wants to smell your sticking ass pubic hair, bro.
Yeah. I don't want it just shedding all over the bed. You know, you ever get up and your pubes on the bed, it's gross. Knock it off.
I'll tell you right now, when you come to the table with that level of action, that's going to make you lady of 3 to 5 years might just reconsider.
Mm-hmm.
So just go at least, listen.
Help yourself. Help your relationship.
And get 20% off. You know what I mean? And free shipping.
Man.
I'll tell you what. Sometimes I wish my arm was longer so I could pat myself on the back, Todd.
Right.
I mean, when we bring that level of action to our listeners, it's like, what else can we do, man?
What else can we do? Maybe launder your money if you have millions of illegal proceeds.
You know what else I love about Ozarks? That he not only did he launder money, but he literally laundered it. He was washing it in the washer and dryer.
Yes. Because it has to look used, right? Before you put it back in the bank. That's the secret.
I love that they might have actually found that one tip out from somebody. And it's just like, it's such a large tip, but it's also so kind of, it's almost like too cliche, but it's actually a real thing. It's got a lot going on there.
A lot going on.
My lady, we got wardrobe boxes. You guys fuck with those with the move?
No wardrobe boxes. We just throw them in garbage bags.
I've always been a garbage bag clothes tosser myself. My lady went with the wardrobe boxes. They're a tall box. They come with this little metal thing that goes across, and it hooks on each side. You put your clothes in. You close it up the top. Fucking gonzo.
I respect it. No wrinkles.
No rinks.
During the move.
Wrinkless in Seattle, bro. You don't want no wrinkles, man. Mm-mm. I can't wear. It's one of my pet peeves is wrinkles, bro.
I can't either.
But and I get like if me and you were in the same room and we were sharing a room at a cornhole event,
mm-hmm.
and I see you got just some busted ass, wrinkly ass pants, I'll be like, yo, you want me to iron those for you? But you want some help with
Hit
that?
The iron.
Come on, guys.
Steam them.
Turn them inside out. Put a little water in the iron. You know what I mean?
I can't. Yeah, I can't wear a wrinkle clothes. So I don't know why. Usually, you know, at home it's easy. I just throw them in the dryer.
Yeah.
Before I put them on. While I get in the shower, I throw them in the dryer. Because I'm running out of closet space. Lady lives here now. She needed closet space. So I got stuff in drawers now. Used to, all my shit just hung in the closet. So I never had to worry about wrinkles, ever. But now, I'm pulling that shit out of a fucking dresser drawer. Yep. I'm going to have to throw it in the dryer while I get in the shower so that it's nice and wrinkle-free by the time I get out.
My dryer probably worked 3 times or 4 times harder as my washer.
Mm-hmm.
I just dry some stuff, but I'm also an ironing king. I will iron the fuck out of some clothes.
Oh yeah.
Just can't when people roll up and look at they just like this clothes that shirt or pair of pants at the bottom of a goddamn
like what pile of
rocks and rubble, and then you just go ahead and toss them on and then roll into the party like, hey guys, what's going on? I'll be like, my man, why don't you go hang out in a steam room or something real quick, bro?
Why don't you just hang out on the street and beg for money?
What'd you do? Roll here, bro, on your side, all the way down the street.
I will throw the clothes in with the cash that I'm trying to age.
Yeah.
And then mix it all together. By the time I get out of the shower, everything's taken care of.
Yeah, that's the one thing. All these boxes of cash that I have left over from my Barstool days.
Mm-hmm.
There's just boxes and boxes of cash. I can't even get to it to spend it, man.
Did you box them for the movers in cash boxes, or do you use just the giant bags with the dollar sign on the outside?
I just do the dollar sign, and then some of them, when they think, because they think it, there's no way that anybody would ever do it, I put fragile full of cash.
Yeah,
and then they think it's a joke. Right. Love They're it. Like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Love but I'm it. Like, no, that's actually, if it's 60 pounds, it's 3 million.
Dude, I saw the most hilarious thing. I forgot to tell you this. I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. When I was doing that corporate show for LexisNexis out in Arizona, all the cell phone cops were there. The guys I used to work with
in
were
the
there.
Same truck?
Yeah. In the fugitive tracking truck.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they show me the pictures. They've been tracking this guy for like a year. Right. And they would track him to his parents' house, and they would go inside. They did this like half a dozen times, and the guy just never there, right? And they're like, what the fuck? Can't find the phone even, none of that stuff. And finally, they go there on like a seventh time in the past year, and they knock on the door, and they all come in and force, and the parents are finally like, all right, we're tired of this. We're tired of you guys coming in here over and over again. They're like, Mark or whatever his name was, come out. Fucking... this old school like Mitsubishi giant screen TV where the speaker's the same size as the screen, just fucking like a transformer, just opens up and out steps the dude. He had this old school big screen TV that he had hollowed out, and he had a little like camping or hunting chair in there so he could sit sideways, and a little fucking piss and shit bucket in there, and Gatorades to keep himself hydrated. So turns out every time they'd shown up to look for this guy, he would just crawl into his little fake TV that he had gutted out and made into like a little sitting room and just ride that shit out. Just sit right in there. He'd been Wild. Getting away with it for a year.
That's good on him, dude.
Yeah. So
that's one bad thing about no more big screen, like fat TVs is that
can't hide
that
in
fugitive
them.
Can't hide in them no more. Damn.
So that's a lesson to all law enforcement out there. You're looking for somebody, you see a TV that looks about 20 years outdated. Thump
one of those
thing.
Big old floor Take units, right?
Yeah.
With like the 45 degree back angle behind one. It.
I had yeah. one back when Bailey was like 2 years old. So that would have been like 23 years ago. The giant Mitsubishi cost me $3,000 for that in the sound system with it. Now we can get a much bigger TV that weighs about 2 pounds for what? $400.
Yeah, for 470
inches
with 4K. With 4K. Man, that's an awesome story. I'm
what
so
a
happy
spot.
That guy did that.
I know. Like, you got to give him credit.
Yeah, that's
like, almost
so good.
Been like, you know what? We're gonna let you go one more time, just because that's awesome.
I saw a guy one time. I don't know if it was a video he did it, but he's like, whenever the cops come, it was like it looked like ducking, and it was like silver, like the tubing. Like, I don't know if it was considered ducking or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but he would just that shit that's behind the washer and dryer, but bigger version of it.
Right.
So he just jumped into it, and he just like put his arms on the wall.
Really?
And it looked like ducking coming off the fucking wall, bro.
Wow. That's
it was
nuts.
It was such like a common thing that you would just run right past. If I ever robbed a bank, I'd do it in a tree suit. You know? It's like you just go fucking run outside, just stand there. Where'd he go? That way. You know those suits of guys, they scare people and shoot the streets?
Yeah, like the ghillie like suits.
Like a pot or a fucking mm-hmm. ah, they scare. That's what I would do, bro. Just become a fucking, you just run around the corner, just stand there. You
know until everybody runs by and then you start running again. See yeah, somebody you else, you just stop.
Who planted that tree in the middle of the street? I don't know. But you know what, even better if you did research and you're like, all right, this bank is near all these same style trees.
Mm.
If I just fucking look like one of them trees, I can just literally just run around the corner and just stand there.
Oh, love that.
You know?
I always like the move too, like dressing like the cop. I love that. Like
that's the best.
If you did like a pull away, like tear away outfit,
uh-huh.
like you went in coveralls, but when you were running away, you just freaking unzipped that shit and dropped it, and you had a full police uniform underneath, and you're running, you're like, he went that way. Yeah, and then everybody goes running that way, and you just fucking run the other way. I love that move as well.
You know, that's like at the end of the town when he just gets in the old cop car and drives off. It looks like the sergeant might even know.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, like he just has a, you know, soft spot for him. He rides off into the sunset with the bank teller.
Great move. Great move. Love it. All right, brother. Well, it's been a fun one. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Love you, buddy.
All right. Love you.
Later.